Job chapter 16. This is Job replying to Eliphaz. I have heard many such things. You are all miserable comforters. Shall vain words have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? Well, the friends were supposed to be his friends. They were supposed to be comforting him. And yet they didn't, because they were so absolutely persuaded by their wrong idea that if you suffer, you must have sinned. So they said, look, Job, you're suffering, therefore you've sinned. So fess up and repent. Whereas God has said at the beginning that the Satan, the adversary, is trying to move him to destroy Job without cause, because Job is a just and upright man. And I think as all this rambles on, we do rather wish they'd all just shut up and be quiet. And of course they do. Eventually they stop talking and God talks. And we rather look forward to that when that happens. We're rather grateful that that happened. And this is the trouble, when dialogue goes wrong and when friendship goes wrong, because people are just persuaded that if you don't see things my way, then I'm not your friend. He says, I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could join words together against you and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth. The comfort of my lips would relieve you. So he's saying that he should be strengthened by their words, not pulled down. When someone's suffering, you do need to comfort them, not tell them that they're wrong. And, oh, if only you'd done this, then that wouldn't have happened. Silly you. Though I speak, he says, my grief is not subsided. Though I forbear, what am I eased? So Job speaks and he thinks that that is going to make him feel better, just as people think, oh, if I blow off and just say what I think, that might make me feel better. Well, it doesn't. And that, again, is a lesson of the book of Job. But now, God, you have surely worn me out. You have made desolate all my company. So, as always, in his replies, Job begins by replying to the friend who's spoken to him, but then he naturally goes on to talk to God. And you see it yet again happening here. And this is how it is that you get disillusioned with maybe church, with religion, with religious people, with those you thought were your friends who disappoint you. But don't turn away from God. And in fact, those experiences should draw you closer to God. He says to God, you've shriveled me up. This is a witness against me. My leanness, his thinness, rises up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and persecuted me. He has gnashed on me with his teeth. My adversary sharpens his eyes on me. Well, no, God is not punishing Job because he's angry with him. He's not doing that. And God has said that right at the start, that you're moving me to destroy Job without a cause. He's a just and upright man. And yet the wrong reasoning of the friends that, God's mad at you, Job, because you sinned, although Job resists it, yet it wears off on him. And he does start to feel that way, just as we do when we allow the continual message of others to wear us down, even though we know it's wrong. They have gaped on me with their mouth. They have struck me on the cheek reproachfully. They gather themselves together against me. God delivers me to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. So he recognizes that his sufferings are from God. So it's not as if all the good things come from God and the bad things come from some supernatural Satan being. Continually, Job is saying that his sufferings are from God. I was at ease and he broke me apart. Yes, he has taken me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He has also set me up for his target. His archers surround me. He splits my kidneys apart and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with blow after blow. He runs on me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin and have thrust my horn in the dust. My face is red with weeping. Deep darkness is on my eyelids. Although there is no violence in my hands and my prayer is pure. So he's saying that God's making me suffer like this even though I did nothing wrong. Yep, well, that's what God said was going to happen right at the beginning, that he's a just and upright man and you move me to do these things against him without cause. So he accepts what God says, but then when it actually happens, he gets angry with God. Earth, don't cover my blood. Let my cry have no place to rest. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven. He who vouches for me is on high. So he's, in one hand, saying, oh, God's being unreasonable to me. And then he sort of turns to the friends and says, no, God can vouch for me, as indeed God has vouched for him, that I'm upright, and God in heaven is my witness. And this is the same struggle that we have about God, that on one hand we may struggle with what he's doing to us, and yet we also know that he is actually on our side. So this ancient book speaks directly to our feelings today. My friends scoff at me, my eyes pour out tears to God. So then, as your friends turn away from you and mock you, well, who do you turn to? You turn to God. So why do you experience that loss of friendship? Why do you experience people being nasty to you? Because it's to lead you to pour out your tears to God. He says, my eyes pour out tears to God, that he would maintain the right of a man with God, of a son of man with his neighbor. For when a few years have come, I shall go the way of no return. So again, he seems to imply he has no hope in resurrection, as we saw earlier. But then by chapter 19, he keeps thinking about it and he thinks, look, the wicked are prospering, and yet God is just and will judge them. I'm suffering and I'm innocent. There must come a time when God is going to do justice. And he figures, well, there must therefore be the resurrection of the body at some future point of the last day and a just judgment from God. So his faith and understanding goes up and down, as ours does. Nobody's faith is totally stable. So don't be disappointed in yourself if you find your faith is not stable, because the faith of Job wasn't stable. But at the end, God says, no, Job spoke about me that which was right. God understood this up and down in his life. It's just like when you read the accounts of some of the kings of Judah. God says that overall, this man had a good heart and he was for me. Although when you read the account of the guy's life, he went up and down in his faith and in his commitment.